Dim-witted though he was, he did have keen eyesight. With a roar of surprise and anger, he stumbled after them. The ground shook. Io's feet were like boulders crashing to the earth. One of his strides was 20 of theirs, yet they were able to stay away from him, sometimes going in opposite directions to confuse him. It was a dangerous game that went on, and Cloud and Yellowhawk grew tired because they could not rest or eat. They shouted encouragement back and forth, reminding one another that they must save their women. Back on the prairie, the trench was growing deeper. Slow and the others worked their fingers and knuckles bloody. They broke several stone axes and made new ones. They used knives and lance points, too. Of course, they had no way of knowing how it was with Cloud and Yellowhawk, or if the ugly giant could be lured to the trap. But they kept digging, even as several sunrises and sunsets rolled by. No one slept, because the thought of their women inside the ugly giant's stomach was enough to make them dig harder and harder. Slow measured the depth of the trench and found it to be as deep as five men standing on top of one another. It was finished. Now it was time to signal to Cloud and Yellowhawk. They gathered driftwood from a nearby creek and dried brush from a grove to cover the trench. Then a large pile of dried wood was arranged atop one ridge of dirt and set ablaze, the signal for Cloud and Yellowhawk. Io was sleeping again, which was good because Cloud and Yellowhawk needed to rest and eat. They suddenly saw a fire in the distance and knew what it meant. Slow, Black Fox, and the others had finished the trap. Yellowhawk's leg was still hurting. Io had nearly grabbed him, but he had been able to slip away from his grasp. He had tumbled down into a gully and badly wrenched his knee. Cloud hid Yellowhawk in a low plum thicket. Io had nearly stepped on them several times as he searched for them, yelling his frustration. Now the trap was ready, and Io had to be lured to it. Cloud would be the bait by himself. Yellowhawk was angry because he couldn't help, and Cloud had to convince him to stay hidden. Cloud prepared himself. He prayed and made offerings. Making sure Yellowhawk was well hidden, he went after the angry and dangerous Ea. It was easy to find Ea, and easier to get him to follow. To him, Cloud was a little pest to be crushed. With a roar like thunder, he took up the chase. To stay alive, Cloud had to keep out of the giant's long reach. The chase continued through the day. Cloud was tiring, but the thought of Plum inside the giant gave him courage. From the top of a rise, he could see the enormous piles of earth thrown up by Slow and the others. Io was growing tired also, but he kept going because he was hungry. Cloud led him across the prairie and toward the mouth of the trench. Slow and his companions saw Io approaching and hid. If the ruse worked and Io fell into the trench, they had to loosen the abutments that would collapse the mounds of earth into the trench. Closer and closer, Io came, looming larger and larger. Then they saw a figure running before him. It was Cloud, and it was plain that he was near the end of his endurance, stumbling badly and falling every few steps. Cloud had thrown away his weapons since they were useless against Io. Soaked in sweat, he ran only on sheer willpower. He fell many times and each time fought mightily to regain his feet and push on. If he didn't, the giant would crush him like an insect with one swat. Down a grassy slope, Cloud lost his footing and slid to the bottom. Ea's hand came down like a falling tree. Cloud rolled aside to barely avoid being flattened. He had no more strength in his arms and legs, and his mind was numb. He was too exhausted to be afraid. He had given everything he had and could do no more. Closing his eyes, he waited for Ea to crush the life out of him. Then he saw Plum in her wedding dress, the soft smile on her beautiful face, her dark eyes full of hope and love. He saw two small children, a boy and a girl, playing along the banks of the Smoking Earth River. Cloud knew the images he saw were his dreams, dreams inspired by Plum. Somewhere deep within, he found a pebble of strength. One last spark of hope to save Plum, to make their dreams come true. With a bellow of rage, like a newborn's cry of life, he rolled away from Ea's outstretched fingers and leaped to his feet. The ground shook as Ea lurched forward. Cloud somehow made his legs move and led Ea toward the covered hole he knew was there. Slow and the others watched, barely breathing, as the giant, kicking up clouds of dirt, lumbered toward their hiding places. Cloud saw the brush over the opening and knew he had to carefully place his feet. Behind him, Ea's mouth, nearly as wide as a lodge, was curled into a snarl, his yellow teeth bared and his long black hair swirling about like black smoke. Cloud was halfway across the covered trench when he heard slow shout of triumph, quickly drowned out by Ea's cry of surprise and a loud cracking. He flung himself off the brush covering, barely a heartbeat before it gave way. Ea was far too heavy for the brush covering. He broke through it and down into the trench. Ea fell to the bottom with a great thud and was caught firmly in the hole. Dust billowed upward as he struggled, filling the air with his deafening yells of rage. Slow dragged Cloud to safety and signaled Black Cloud to collapse the abutments holding the dirt piles. The dirt slid down into the trench. A huge cloud of dust rose upward. Ea's roars turned to frightened whimpers. His free arm reached up, and one hand clawed at the edge of the hole. His legs were caught firmly, and he could not free himself. He struggled with all his might, coughing as dirt covered his massive head. Soon his struggles weakened, and he coughed no more. His leg twitched a last time, and a silence fell over the land. A limping yellowhawk appeared, and all the young men stood gaping at the dead giant. Somehow, they had defeated it. But there was no joy, no feeling of victory. Grabbing a knife, Cloud jumped down into the trench and began to slice open Ea's stomach. By no means was it a pleasant task. Foul air and a greenish-yellow slime leaked out. Cloud yelled for help as he reached in and pulled out the body of a girl covered in the slime, more dead than alive. But she was alive. There was hope for the others. With a yell of triumph, the seven other young men jumped down into the pit as Cloud enlarged the opening and found more bodies. All the young women and girls were still alive, but barely. The young men pulled them out of the giant's stomach and hauled them out of the trench and then quickly to the nearby stream. In its cool waters, they were gently revived and cleaned. Plum regained her senses and felt her husband's gentle hands washing her face and wept for joy. There were many tears of joy that day. The young man filled in the hole to cover Ea's body, and the dirt piled higher and higher until it became a long ridge. In time, grass and cactus grew on it. Cloud and Plum grew old together. They raised two children along the way, a boy and a girl, and treasured the laughter of several grandchildren. Cloud wore the blue blanket of headman for many winters after accepting it from Old Red Calf. The people followed him because they knew him to be wise as well as brave. On stormy summer nights, Plum would gather her grandchildren and tell them the story of a terrible, ugly giant. The little ones would ask Grandma Plum, giants were real, and she would only smile, secretively. So would Grandpa Cloud. It was so long ago, that summer of many storms, in the days before the coming of horses. Plum, Cloud, Yellowhawk, Black Fox, and all the others live only in stories now. The same is true of Ea. But there is a long ridge covered with grass and cactus, running east to west. Many people drive by it every day. To most, it is only a long hill. A few of us, though, still remember the story of how Ea was defeated. We know that ridge is his grave. But in our hearts, we think of it more as something built by love, courage, and perseverance, and by giants.